Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5:20 PM. Roll call, please.
Daniel?
Here.
Weagle?
Here.
Crabb?
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting. Are there any changes, corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Okay. Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. I'm going to skip the ordinance violation request, I think, just to give them. Is that the same one we did last time? That's what I thought. Okay. So, we sent Tim out last time, right?
I went down there.
Yes. And thoughts, comments?
I made contact with the manager down there, and we talked about the placement of that sign. I asked her to move it back to the east a little bit, which she did. And she also angled the sign so the part of the sign closest to Line Street uh-huh. is more to the north, so it's not perpendicular in that part. So I don't believe it's obstruction of view any longer. Okay. You can see the southbound traffic, so I don't have an issue with that. Although I did have a meeting with Marsha today about the sign ordinance with some other issues that have come up with signs, and I do believe it's in the right-of-way still, but it is not obstruction of the view.
Okay.
So at this time, I'm fine with it.
So, should we negate the, basically clear the ticket? Really? I'm going to ask you.
They didn't get a ticket, did they?
No. They just got the letter.
It was just the letter. Okay.
And I just put that sign ordinance in there so you could see what they...
According to the sign ordinance, it looks like it's still not allowed.
No, that's why I put that in there.
Because I think it's technically still in the right-of-way. Right. Which would be a violation of that ordinance.
Is there a special exception that could be presented, or would we allow a special exception when Ball Furniture puts this sign out in the parking space?
Yeah. I believe the Board of Works can make an exception, but I believe it's for a limited time frame. You do too.
Can we, or is it the joint commission? Is that in here?
I thought it was in there. I don't have it in front of me.
I think she meant the building and planning department. I mean the planning commission, right?
Right.
And that I think most signs have to go through them. But, you know, just a temporary... And Balls was always just for a weekend. And
right.
But well, it says the provisions of this section shall be administered by the Columbia City Whitley County Joint Planning and Building Department or its designee.
I mean, the ordinance is pretty specific. A couple thanks to the areas that you highlighted. And it says any sign erected in a public easement or right-of-way is not as prohibited. And it goes on to say portable signs not permanently affixed to the ground, again, is prohibited. And, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, quite honestly. But then I think if you really went around the town, you could find a number of those. Now, I'm not saying they're all in easements, but mm-hmm. you could find a number of those types of signs around the town if you wanted to.
Well, I personally don't have a problem with them having it there. I don't know how you want to administratively say it's okay if you want to say that, but...
It does say special displays or other temporary signs. It says the following temporary sign may be approved by the Board of Works and Safety for up to 30-day time period. So there is some leniency in that. I mean, they're kind of using it year-round.
I should say that we have addressed in the past week or two other signs that are in violation of the ordinance that are in the right-of-way, and we are having people either remove those signs or we are removing them because they are in violation of the ordinance.
So the permanent sign that's above the temporary sign appears to be in the right-of-way as well. Is that a fair assumption?
That's fair.
Okay. So,
they could have gotten permission from the planning commission for that one. This is permanent. I mean, most of the permanent ones, like a new business, they have to get it through the planning commission.
And the permanent sign does have billboard capabilities.
I did ask her about maybe putting the letters up on that permanent sign, and she said that there's no track or anything to put letters on, and she didn't think that would work. And that was her response. And she would like.
So it's just a white area.
It's just a white area. Yes.
Hmm. And Marsha, I'm sorry. The governing body over this, you said, was the plan.
Well, the temporary signs under 1111, okay. The Board of Works has some authority in there, but yes. Otherwise, it goes under the joint planning.
Okay.
Building.
Well, I mean, based on the ordinance, then it sounds like we can approve it for 30 days, and then any more than that, it's probably going to have to go in front of the Planning Commission. Is that what I'm hearing everybody say? Okay.
Yes.
Then I'll make a motion that we approve the sign for the next 30 days, and that following that 30-day period, the owner of that property will need to go in front of the Planning Commission to get further approval. That's my motion.
Second.
Okay. Motion second. Is that okay, Marsha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once you vote, I just have. I don't have
okay.
A change to that.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
The only thing that I would say is that, you know, one of the authorities of the city, though, would be if it's, you know, obstructing view or a danger, then you get beyond the sign ordinance. But otherwise, you're under the sign ordinance.
Right.
I just want to make sure that, because your main issue was to get it back so people could see.
Yes.
And that was the primary focus of your dealing with it.
Yes.
Okay, so then, Tim, could you have contact with the owner and let her know that we've approved the maximum we can approve and that for any longer than 30 days from today, I guess, then she would need to go in front of the plan commission and get on their agenda and go forward with that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Sally.
Or Sally, you want to draft up a letter?
Document.
Just so it's in writing.
There you go. Okay. Sounds good to me. Okay. Curb cut. Four. What's it? Oh, God, we're done. Elm Street. Kelly?
Yeah, this gentleman contacted me. Wanted to widen his driveway up. Comes off. His driveway currently comes off at a weird angle there off the alley. He just wanted to make it straighter.
Oh.
Since the water department's doing work up there, and I think JB Concrete's going to be doing the sidewalks up there, he wanted to contract through them and just pour, basically widen it up 12 feet and pour concrete up to his existing drive.
So is it going to be straight then, or is he just...
It'll be a straighter line to his driveway approach to the garage.
It's not where that catch basin is.
Yeah.
Is it going over the catch basin?
No, it'll be off to the side of south side of catch basin where the edge of his drive will be.
Okay. Oh, I see. You see where the line is from the 12?
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so the edge of his, the edge of the new will be, okay, that's fine. Questions about that? Have a motion to approve.
Make a motion that we approve the curb cut. At 368 North Elm Street.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. If you'll indulge me for 2 seconds here, can we move to the street closing and alley closing first? Was Meneer going to be here? Anybody know? Jeff, are you going to take that over?
Was Meneer going to be here?
sorry. Street closing request, I'm assuming that's Leanne.
It's really, no, it's...
This is for the Eagles, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
This is for a block party.
Oh, I'm sorry, this was Drew. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
I put streetness now.
Sorry, 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 sorry. My bad.
I don't want to take
my bad, I was thinking of another one. I'm sorry. Okay. Neighborhood cookout. Was he going to be here, though?
Not that I'm aware
of. Okay. And we approved this last year, if I remember correctly. So, anybody have an issue with the street closing permit? It's like theirs. Yep.
No, I do not.
Okay. The only one who didn't sign it was Kelly. I'm assuming you don't have any problems with it?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't think I was here to sign
off. That's what I figured. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the street closing permit for the neighborhood cookout, the third annual neighborhood cookout, on 8:30 of 14 from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. as presented.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. And then alley closing request. Do we have that in there?
I didn't see that.
Okay, we didn't have an alley closing request in our packet, I don't believe.
The alley was from the near, but I have it backwards.
Oh, the alley closing was for the Eagles demo, wasn't it? The east-west alley?
That's right. Did you shoot the sign?
I didn't see it. I know what it is. I'm guessing.
That's why that I thought that that's what you were talking about.
Oh. I'm guessing it's the east-west alley behind the Eagles property. Is it from the north-south alley?
Yeah.
No, it's from the north-south alley intersection.
Yep.
East to Line Street.
To Line Street.
It's the half block.
It's not electronically. It stopped. It stopped at Drew's.
Yeah. Sorry for the confusion.
I spoke with the police chief about it last week, and he was okay with it, but suggested that for formality's sake that it be brought to the board.
Okay. Anybody having issues with it?
No, it's not already started.
Yeah, well, retroactively.
Okay.
I'll make a motion we approve the alley closing permit, street closing permit for the demolition of the Eagles Lodge beginning on August 25th, I guess retroactively, and going until October 23rd or until completion.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Agreement with Whitley County Soil and Water.
After, is it okay if I?
Oh, go to town. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
After the last meeting, what I did was to hop on the IDEM website and try to match up as best I could requirements for the MS4 program. And what I found was that I believe at this point, everything that's necessary as far as responsibilities is covered in here. Obviously not as detailed as what the rule is at IDEM, but I think that if there's any changes that's made after execution of this agreement and prior to when the next one comes up, it's actually covered in here under item I, other, that states that the direction of the MS4 operator comply and conform with all IDEM regulatory changes that may affect the above described that's laid out there, those duties and responsibilities. So I think it's kind of a catch-all that if the regs change between now and then, they're still bound by the agreement and act accordingly. So that was the only thing that I had looked at. And everything else seemed to be in place. I recommend that the board does act favorably in this one-year agreement. Not to exceed 19, what was it?
20, I thought.
20,000?
20 flat.
Okay.
Questions, comments?
No, I'm much happier with this result, especially after the new hire that they had after the... I know there's some questions that we brought up with effectiveness of that organization and our assistance, but I think now it's...
Proven to be very beneficial.
And very beneficial to us. So. Very happy with the way things are turning out.
I concur. Okay. Then can I have a motion?
Is there a reference number or anything?
I'm nervous.
Where
was that?
I make a motion that we go into the one-year agreement between the City of Columbia City and the County Soil and Water Conservation District as presented for, again, total of 1 year.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Very good. Okay. We have a couple things in front of us here, it looks like. Engineering services agreement.
That's just for your review for right now.
Okay.
We had to use them yesterday, today, and they will be back tomorrow. We've lost the power supply for the readout screen on our UV system. We put a new power supply in it. And we put that power supply back in, the backup battery in there that went dead, so we lost programming to that. So the screen, everything will power back up, but we have no graphics. So our programmer got the software and the program from the company Wetco, and then has that, and they'll install that tomorrow. And this is just an agreement. It doesn't cost us any money at all unless we use them, and they just build time and material.
Okay.
That's just for your review. It doesn't have to make a decision on that tonight.
Okay.
Something that we brought up before and it slipped through. We never did actually vote on it, so it's just being presented again.
I think if I remember right, we had some questions about the worthwhile nature of it or not. And
yeah.
If I remember correctly, Mike.
It is. If it protects them, if they're working for us on their insurance way, some of it was explained to me. And then also provides what they're going to do for us and what we need to do for them as far as that agreement. And like I said, it doesn't cost us any money. We're just signing it. And then they just build time and materials, which mostly is just going to be time. It probably rarely will be material.
By signing this, does this give us a kind of a top of the priority list for a response?
I don't know about that. I think that's a question you had before. We called... sent an email out, got a phone call back yesterday around 5:30, and the guy was there this morning at 9, determined what the problem was, and we got a call back this afternoon, I think it was around 1 o'clock, and he will be there in the morning to install this software back into that, so we'll have our graphics back. That's a pretty quick service, I think. Well, it'd be that quick all the time. There's two of them now, because before we only had one, we only had Ray. Now there's two of them. They do it, and neither one of them know our system, because Ray's trained the other guy to know our system just as well as he did. So we have whichever one's going to be closest to us. So it's just something to review for right now.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Just my quick thoughts is, are these rates based upon just normal business hours?
Yes.
So if it was a weekend event, it'd be probably time and a half or whatever.
I would assume so. We would try to avoid that if all possible. I mean, if it's something in the process that we have to have running, you know, then we have to. Every time we would wait till, you know, regular hours so we don't have to hire a charge.
Okay.
And then the second thing put down was an email that I got from Paul Higginbotham. From the IDEM today, and it's a notification on future phosphorus effluent limits. And what that basically telling us is they are going to, everybody that has a permit that treats over a million gallons, every when they renew their permit, NPDES permit, they are going to now have a phosphorus limit. We currently don't have one, and we don't renew until our new permit will take effect in 2018, so 4 years from now. And then if you can't meet it, they give you 3 years to be able to meet those limits. But then in the first paragraph, they're relaying the information now, so hopefully by the time that you get your permit, that you will be able to accomplish the task of removing phosphorus, which we are not designed to remove phosphorus at our treatment facility right now. So that's something that we're going to have to look at and have some engineering done, see what the best practice would be. Either we try to do it biological, or we try to do it chemical. If we do it chemical, it's going to increase our sludge production dramatically. Instead of hauling out 2 times a year, we may be up to 4 times a year.
Thanks.
So it's just something that we need to look at. And like I said, we don't, new permit doesn't take effect until January 2018, but sometime much we need to look into that and see what would be the best method for us to use. So that's just another information that we handed out that you can look at. And I've got copies to hand out to council for later tonight.
Okay. You always come with such joyous information, Mike.
I found it right after I ate lunch. So, yeah.
Okay. No, he wants us just to review it, and then we'll talk about it maybe at the next meeting or whatever. Donahue.
Oh, yeah, that's just for review tonight. I don't need a decision. And the work that we're doing this time, we either wait or they'll bill, and I'll just wait until we come to a decision. I'm just letting them know. I don't think it's going to be any big deal. They're not going anywhere, and they know we're not going anywhere, so we'll be fine.
Okay. Very good. You want to talk about bills? One of our columns matches. No, you go.
Make a motion to approve the bills as presented in the amount of $1,033,139.34.
I'll second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Do you want to hear department reports? Okay.
No, honestly, I'll stick around.
Okay.
If you do it at the start of your meeting, what's wrong?
Okay, I think we can do that. Okay. Anything for the Board of Works from the department heads? Yes, Michael.
You're the only thing that's keeping us from here.
Stacy, you're on deck.
My new truck came in.
Okay.
And we, the department, we had all the guys submit a new logo for the sides of the trucks. And then we picked the one we liked out of all of them. This is the one the department liked. And I would like your permission to use this on the new truck. That's pretty cool.
So who came up with this design?
Corey.
Great.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I think if that helps excite the troops and have some input.
You would be surprised how many different drawings we
have. That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Yep.
So
I'll make a motion we approve.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Thank you.
You bet.
Unanimous. Next up, anybody else got anything for Board of Works? Okay, very good. Stacy Quinn is here from Youth Council. Youth Council just got started up, last week, I think? So, take it away. You are in what grade and where and all that good stuff.
Well, like the mayor said, I'm Stacy. I'm a senior at Eagle Heights County. And so, a little bit of brief, what we did at the first Youth Council meeting for this year is we established officers. So, our new president for this year is Gabby Englund. Our vice president is Brent Roberts, and I'm the secretary for the third year in a row. So we have a lot of big things planned, and I'm not really going to give away all those details. So stay, keep your eyes open and be on the lookout for details.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions of Stacy. We have a very motivated group this year that out of the 3 years, this is the group that's going to push me to the limit of trying to get things, not trying to get things done, but getting way involved in lots of things. So really excited to see how this group develops. So. Sally?
I'm just happy to be here.
It's so nice to have you here.
It's been a long time.
It has been. Do you remember the last time you were here?
I don't.
Too long ago.
It's been.
I'll say, out of having you or Terry here, I'd rather have you. Just saying.
Thank you.
But that's because he's not here.
I'll let him know.
Okay. Walt.
No, sir.
I don't think I have anything. We have so many projects going on, guys. So I sincerely apologize if it's taken me time to get back with you and stuff, but we're just juggling about a million projects right now, so I sincerely apologize if I'm slow in getting back with you. I'm working on it. Daddy days are ending this month, except for the Tuesday after Labor Day. So that's been shortened so that I can get more work done. So in any case, appreciate department heads and you all indulging me and being able to do that with my daughter. Dan?
I have nothing.
Okay. Jeff, do you need anything done with the road?
Yeah, do you want me to present it formally?
That's fine.
As a matter of fact, while I was sitting here, I just got notification from NDOT that the final tracings, which is our final designs for the 205 project, have been filed electronically with them. And what that actually means is that now they'll do their final review, but as far as us, we're ready to go to bid.
Cool.
We have to do the paperwork, though, and the title sheets are before you up there, and I just need your blessing that they have been prepared in accordance with, you know, what our anticipated specifications are, and with due diligence, which we've done, obviously. So, I need to get those signed tonight and then out the door post-haste tomorrow so that they can be filed as an addendum to this. They were due at the end of this week, and I can't begin to say how great the Structure Point has been in putting this together. If you knew all the little challenges that were thrown in our path, and they walked us through it all really well. So, if you would sign that, then I'll take care of it from there.
Okie dokie. We don't need to approve it or anything. We just need a signature. Okay. Okay. If there's nothing else, call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody. And